Hello everyone, my name is Tyler Spaeth. Today, I'm going to be talking about success and the greatest way to succeed. And the key to that is something called grit. Grit is the will to be successful and to never give up no matter how challenging or difficult something is. It is the determination to always keep trying and to always keep pushing through and to keep going. Grit, for sure, is a major key to success. For my first point, I'm going to be explaining how the trait of grit affects high schoolers like myself. School takes a lot of work and effort, and your grades will reflect how much effort you put into your schoolwork. For example, today I have a 9th grade student named Bryce Westerfeld. He just recently failed a biomedical science test, and he has to retake it. I have a series of questions on what he did to improve his score and how grit is related to that. Hello, Bryce.
Hello.
What were your first thoughts when you got the test results back?
I was kind of surprised because I thought I was prepared and was going to get a decent grade.
Okay. Did you put enough work into this test and preparing for it?
For the most part, yes, but I feel like I could have been more prepared.
Okay. How much did you study?
I studied a little bit, but before I retake it, I'm going to study so hard and I'm going to get a great grade that I'm satisfied with.
After the test, how much better did you prepare and retake for your test, and how are the results so different?
Like I planned, even though the contest is very hard, I never gave up and I learned the information I needed to get an A.
Would you say that you have a lot of grit and having that grit helped you get your grade up?
I do. I do have grit. And the only advice I have for other students, the amount of work you put in definitely affects grades and your amount of success.
Thank you, Bryce.
No problem.
My second point is on a pretty famous athlete that most of you probably know is the best basketball to ever play. I'm talking about Michael Jordan. Before of all of his countless and amazing accomplishments, he once had to fail a couple of times in his early career before being the greatest ever. His story starts back in North Carolina when his freshman year he didn't even make his high school varsity basketball team. So that discouraged him, but it only made him work even harder when times were tough. So even after this low point in his career / early life, Michael is still known as the best basketball player ever and has won 6 NBA titles with the Chicago Bulls. This is how Michael Jordan's story relates to how grit leads to success. Finally, grit can be used in everyday life and it's a very important trait to have. Whether it's practicing harder after a defeat in a sport, studying harder after bombing a test, or just having the determination to work super hard after failing. What I want all of you to get out of this is to never get down on yourself after something goes wrong. If you put your mind to it and have the determination, then you can achieve anything you want. Just stay motivated and never give up. That is called grit.